Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool. Back and forth. Back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. relax, and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Fantastic Flyers. The airplanes gazed out of the hangar at the beautiful blue sky, speckled with fluffy clouds. Holly, Hawk, and Herb decided it was a good time to see how things were going around their little world. The three planes rumbled out to the runway and one by one took off. Meeting each other just below the clouds, the planes decided to visit the beach first. So Herb took the lead. After all, the beach was the bright yellow plane's favorite spot to visit. Right away, Herb spotted a blue bucket lounging in the sand and smiled. Holly, the green plane, laughed as she watched the little blue penguins popping up out of the waves. They certainly seemed to be having fun. Hawk, the red plane, enjoyed watching the palm trees sway back and forth, back and forth. The beach was a soothing place for all three planes. Then the red plane took the lead. Hawk wanted to check out the land of ice and snow. So off the trio went, flying through the sky. The air grew cooler and cooler, and the ground changed to white as the planes approached the land of ice and snow. Hawk smiled as he watched a beluga whale blow water out of his spout. Herb was flying a bit low and nearly was splashed. All three planes laughed. Then there was a splash. A penguin popped up and then dove back down. The little whale followed. "Okay, my turn," Holly said. The three planes passed over the enchanted forest and thought they saw something green and red hidden by the trees. They wondered, what could it be? The dragon smiled as the colorful little planes flew by overhead. Someday, maybe they would all be able to fly together. As the planes passed, the dragon headed into its cave for a nap. After flying over the forest, Holly led Herb and Hawk to the animal sanctuary. Holly especially liked to watch the elephants and hippos. The little green plane was excited to find both playing in the clear pool. "Everyone seems to be playing in the water today," Holly said. Just then, there was a deep rumble through the clouds. The airplanes looked up and noticed that the fluffy white clouds had drifted together, and now they were turning dark gray. After another rumble, Herb said, "I think we're about to be in a lot of water too." "Time to head back home," Holly and Hawk said together as a thunderclap echoed through the sky. Landing safely, the three little planes headed right to their hangar. Lightning flashed across the sky. Thunder rumbled and rolled. And then the rain poured down. The three little airplanes hurried into their hangar. Once they were all safe inside, they turned to watch as the lightning lit up the sky. Thunder rumbled even more. Even though they were safe and dry in their hangar, Holly and Hawk felt a little worried. They turned to check on Herb, who was standing, eyes closed, with a calming smile on his face. "Are you okay?" Hawk asked. "I'm just picturing the soft, warm beach, the swaying palm trees, and the playful penguins," Herb said. "Then I'm not worried about the storm." Holly and Hawk decided to give it a try. Despite the storm, the three planes could feel the warm sun and sand. The rumbles of thunder turned into the crashing of waves, and the three planes relaxed in their tropical imagination. Then the three planes yawned. All the excitement and fresh air meant that it was time for a nap. Holly stretched her wings and thought of all she had to be grateful for as she settled in to rest. Holly was grateful to have seen the elephants and hippos playing. The little green plane wished everyone happiness as she took a deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted into a deep sleep. Hawk was happy to have seen the whale and penguin playing in the land of ice and snow. The little red plane wished everyone well as he took a deep dragon breath in and out. Relaxing into his cozy spot in the hangar, Herb looked at Holly and Hawk. The little yellow plane smiled, thankful to have the vision of peace and warmth of the beach to soothe him and his friends. He wished everyone peace and closed his eyes. Herb gave himself a big hug and then relaxed, taking another dragon breath in and out. All the motors were still in the quiet hangar as the little airplane slept to the rhythm of the rain falling on the hangar roof. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.